You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire. Last in the show, Hannah Thompson speaks to Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp all about Te Pāti Māori's policies for climate adaption and centering Indigenous voices in climate policy debate. Here is that interview.
Starting with Cyclone Gabrielle, Te Pāti Māori has been visiting affected communities in the East Coast. How are they all coping 1 month on from the cyclone?
Let's say, look, the first thing is there is hope. We know that this is a struggling time for our people, for our whānau, our hapū and our iwi in Pikaro, Rāwhiti and Kahununu. We know that within time, as a people, we will come together and continue to work through this. It won't be something that we get through in a month. This is going to take months and years to bring our whenua and our whānau back from the destruction of Cyclone Gabrielle. But hope is high, their spirits are high. Matatini helped with that for those whānau that were able to come and be part of that. For us, that's mana motu hake. That's how we show who we are and how we are and how we can be. And that gives us hope. And that then transforms into going back into those areas to continue the work, the cleanup that are all a part of. This weekend even, we've heard from whānau who are from Gisborne and talk to us about the struggle, talk to us about the loss of marae, the loss of homes. They need all of us, you know, koutou katoa, to be able to awhi and support where we can.
Have any people or groups been particularly affected by the cyclone?
Yes, we've had marae that have been wiped out. We've had whānau who have been displaced, 10,000 whānau displaced. No homes, their whenua has been wiped out. We've had communities that are disconnected.
And I guess just reflecting on the devastation that we're seeing in the wake of the cyclone, I guess I'm just wondering, do incidents like these call for stronger climate policy?
As you can see in Fire Debbie's Herald article, you know, Te Pāti Māori have been pushing the government at the last election in 2020 around their preparedness for climate change. And actually it's been pushed at a policy level for the government to be more prepared. We've been warning the government of these changes. Like, we've known, and there's been kōrero for a long, long time about climate change, but nothing has been done about it, and now the government is backtracking. So there's money being dropped, you know, to these areas because they need drastic support, but there could have been more mahi done prior to this event. And we know that there's going to be more to come. Te Pāti Māori has made a call for the government to, you know, change the policy, to amend this policy, review it. Now we are dealing with the loss of whakapapa, the loss of whenua. You know, that's sad, sad to see for us as Māori.
What policy alternatives is Te Pāti Māori offering?
There were two things, actually, that Te Pāti Māori called for. So climate policy needed to include whānau, hapū and iwi who were hit the hardest during the cyclone, and we actually have our own solutions. We know our community, we know our whenua, we know what needs to change to be able to improve the climate change policy in our local community. You know, if we have Indigenous models, we have our own maramataka that our tūpuna use to be able to show us how to live off the whenua, live off around the moana, to plant, to grow. And we knew those things and we used the maramataka to be able to guide us on those principles. Pre-colonisation, it's time for us to bring those solutions back and to understand how we can continue to nourish and feed our whānau. We have our solutions, but, you know, when we say what's good for Māori is good for all, and we truly believe that and feel that. So Te Pāti Māori want to establish a $1 million Māori Taiao Relief Fund. Te Pāti Māori want to allocate an additional $100 million to fund a Māori National Service Defence Framework.
You mentioned earlier that Te Pāti Māori is the only party in parliament that's floating these sorts of policies. I guess, does this point to a need to centre Indigenous voices in climate policy if this is something that only Te Pāti Māori is bringing to the table?
Yes, we need to bring collective Indigenous voices to the table. We have experts in Māoridom who are leaders of Mātauranga Māori around climate change. They need to be brought in to this collaborative network. We're now in a time where we're scrambling, we're picking up, but it's such drastic loss of life. This could have been prevented.
Onto the Māori Adaptation Fund, why do we need specific provision for Māori if climate change is an issue that affects everyone?
Again, it's around, you know, Māori are impacted the most. Majority of our whānau, kuia, disabled, lower socioeconomic whānau. No insurance. The cost of living is high. We can't replenish what we've just lost. And so there's got to be another mechanism to be able to take care of that. Māori do not have insurance. Majority of Māori do not have insurance. Well, those that do, they can't afford the excess. So we need to find another mechanism. The other thing is, marae have shown a response. And we've seen that in the event of COVID, where marae stood up. They are their own central hub for emergency services, emergency response. And as marae, we can be the central location for communities, whether we're rural or urban, as a place for all whānau to come, not just Māori, but all. And we've shown that through COVID, that we're able to set up service within 24 hours, respond. We're able to wrap services around whānau. We were able to find resource. We can provide kai, shelter. We're able to bring in government agencies that can work in partnership with us to be able to meet the needs of whānau.
And for the Crown collaborating with Hapu and Iwi to establish climate adaptation plans, is this something like co-design of policy?
There's always a space for co-design. Whānau voice is instrumental. A lot of our whānau, like if you go and talk to those whānau that were impacted by Cyclone Gabrielle, they'll be able to tell you, we've been seeing this, we've seen it.
And I guess, is there some sort of almost spiritual harm that carries with climate change that's not really, doesn't really feature in a lot of mainstream climate discussions?
Yeah, I was just thinking of a whakatauki, mā wīwī whenua, mā wīwī tangata. When the land is sick, the people are sick. We use that, to be able to describe how, what we see, hear and feel when we're out on our whenua. So if you think about Cyclone Gabrielle and what it's done to the rivers, it's washed them away, to the roads, it's washed those away. So we're not connected anymore. Everything is about being connected and about energy and emotion. For us, it's about that spiritual connectedness to things such as the water. Like I was saying before, it's not just that we see a river and hop in. There's actually a connectedness. That's where we used to go to have karakia, to bless whenua, to cleanse away, different things. But we definitely have a spiritual connectedness to our whakapapa, to our whenua.
And that was Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.